Thank you. Ah. I love you already. Thank you. I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be here. You know, I always tell the people I go to places. I want you to stand. I always tell the people I always go to places where I'm celebrated, not tolerated. So, my God, I've been celebrated here. I feel at home. Oh, Jesus. I feel so at home. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. And Pastor Bill, thank you very much. I just want to affirm what you're doing for the body of Christ. And I believe that something that really has impacted me is the fact that you've been blessed. God has prospered you and blessed you. However, you're still hungry for more. You know, that really amazed me. Because in America, we got something. You see people prospering in big churches and ministry that are impacting. But the moment they're blessed, it's like, I don't need anything else. That's what I call a rival mentality. I don't need anything else. But something that I admire from a pastor is the fact that he's hungry for more, that he loves Jesus. And you are so blessed to have a pastor like him. Thank you, Pastor, for having me. So I feel like familia. Touch your neighbor and tell him familia. You know what familia, family. So this is like familia. Oh my God, I feel like familia. Oh my God. Next time I promise you I bring the whole band and we can bring like all kind of music. We got 70 nations in our church. 70. All kind. I mean, you see all people, different colors, different races. So I'm always preaching from the pulpit that the blood of Jesus, cast down that wall of race and colors. And so I always do that. So I'm so happy that we're here today. So I just want to mention something. You know, the Lord has given me the privilege to write many books. Yeah, I've written 39 books, and most of my books, we tested it at home first. In other words, if we teach in discipleship, we got over 12,000 disciples. We got many churches around Florida and around Miami because we don't have any place to put. You know, we got a temple for 6,000 people. We got 3 services on Sunday, and we don't have the place to put them all together. So I do is raise sons and daughters and send them to open churches. So that's what I do. So there's something in America missing, and it's the fatherhood. It's the fatherhood. We need to believe in people. We need to raise sons and daughters. We need to... Can I hear an amen from you? So this is the latest book called Supernatural Deliverance. And Supernatural Deliverance, what is it about? Today, psychiatry and psychology has replaced deliverance. So we don't cast out demons anymore, we counsel them. But in this book, if you read them, you're going to cast them out. Okay, the kingdom of power and how to demonstrate it here and now. Something about our messages. There's so many camps in the area of the supernatural. And there's a prophetic camp that they kept prophesying the future. In which I do prophesy. I do and I move in prophecy. But, you know, when the kingdom came with Jesus, he brought miracles in the now. So we can live in the future. Only we have to bring the miracles now, so we have to demonstrate it here now. And this is a very powerful book called Supernatural Transformation. Every transformation starts with a heart, and this is something today we use so many things to change people, but only the supernatural, the presence of God, the Word of God can change the heart of the people. So this is powerful book, Supernatural Transformation. And this is one of my best-selling book called How to Walk in the Supernatural. Just to give you an idea, how many hundreds and thousands of people around the world have read the book. And churches from 12 people. I got one of my sons in Lesotho, Africa. And he bought this book. He didn't know who I was. He just got the book. Started a church with 12 people. Now his church is over 3,000 people in 1 year. And it's the kind of testimony that I do what I call the fivefold supernatural school. And I train people in the supernatural. And I said, I asked him, I said, son, did you raise anybody from the dead? He goes, no. But I said, next time you need to bring me one. So he read the book, the part of how to raise the dead. So somebody called him from the church and say, pastor, my son just died in a car accident. So can you pray for him? So he went to the morgue, 2 days in the morgue, 2 days. They already got the death certificate. And he went, he prayed for almost 2-3 hours. And at the end, that young man, he was 19 years old, came back to life. But this is what happened. So I said, and what is the proof that came back from the dead? So he got a copy of the death certificate. So now you see the guy in the picture with the death certificate. Now he's alive. So how many of you know that we serve a powerful Jesus? How to walk in the supernatural? There are more books in the back. And this is the music that we have today. I just have the basic band because I always go and every time I go, I don't want to sound, I don't want to demand, I don't want to put demand on the pastor. I need to have what I need to flow and be the best for the people. You know, I don't like to go over there but next time I can bring the whole band and pray and be with the whole family. And I want you to come to mine. You need to come to Miami and preach in Spanish too. Nah. Nah. So this is the music. Most 99% of the music that we have came in the altar by the Holy Spirit. It's a new song. And if you want to change the atmosphere of a church, you need to change praise and worship. When we have all the atmosphere, you can't change the atmosphere. And when we move in the supernatural, we need the atmosphere to be charged with the presence of God. Are you ready? So we're going to do a little dance, a little practice here. And I want you to stand. Let's praise. And we're going to do something. Before we start, you know, ministering the word, so I just want you to stand. Look around, look for somebody, and tell them, you look very anointed tonight. Come on, you ready? Praise. I want to see your hands up. Come on, let's go. Okay, somebody said, what is that? That's a little, remember, we got 70 nations, but that's a Latino, a salsa, a Taco Bell sound. Touch your neighbor and tell them, let's take Taco Bell, Latino salsa. Okay, are you ready? Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Africa. I've been in 60 something countries, and every time we go to a country, we got the sound from the country because we got the people in our church. So when we went to Africa, we got a sound from Africa. Do you want to go in that Africa style? Okay, let's go. Come on. But I want to see your hands. Come on, let's go. Hey! Thank you.
sing it to the King.
Really am
almighty, your kingdom never ends.
With extravagant praise, we
sing it to the King.
Really am
almighty, your kingdom never ends.
We lift up our praises to you. Your glory is falling on us with miracles, signs, and wonders.
Your kingdom of power is here.
We lift up our praises to you.
Your glory is falling on us
with miracles, signs, and wonders.
Your kingdom of power is here.
Praises to you.
Your glory is falling on us
with miracles, signs, and wonders.
Your kingdom of power is here.
We lift up our praises to you.
Your glory is falling on us
with miracles, signs, and wonders.
Your kingdom of power is here.
Praises to you.
Your glory is falling on us
with miracles, signs, and wonders.
Your kingdom of power is here.
We lift up our praises to you.
Your glory is falling on us
with miracles, signs, and wonders.
Your kingdom of power is here.
Hey. Amen. I want you to look for somebody and tell them tonight is the night of my encounter with God. Take your seat. Thank you. Okay, I want you to go to the scriptures. Let's get ready tonight. And I'm going to speak to you. I want you to take your pad and pencil or your whatever you need to write. And then we're going to have the time to minister and to release the manifestation of the supernatural. Something about our ministry is this. I never go to a place just to teach. I always go to demonstrate what I teach. And let me put it this way. The reason is because when we don't demonstrate what we teach, we're not credible. Because anybody can teach deep things. The thing is that workable? Is that produce any results? And my desires everywhere I go is to create an atmosphere, hungry people like you, ready to receive from God anything. Amen. I mean, so I want to create that. And after I teach, every pastor, every minister from the revelation of the measure of revelation that you teach. That's the manifestation you're going to have. That's the demonstration you're going to have. So if you came here, if you're a leader, if you're a pastor, if you're a businessman, it doesn't matter. We all need the supernatural. Amen. So I'm going to speak to you about the revelation, let me put it this way, the need and the importance of the supernatural today. The need and the importance of the supernatural today. And let me introduce you saying this. One of the greatest temptations, I know most of you are leaders, and one of the greatest temptations that the 21st century leadership face today is the fact that, let me put it this way. The greatest temptation that we face today in the 21st century leadership is the temptation to blend in.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What do you mean? The blend in is to be like the rest of the people. So we all call to be different. We all call to with a call from God. And this is one of the greatest things that I have learned, that I cannot blend in. When I'm saying blend in, I am called by God and I was visited by God and I have a supernatural encounter by God. And he said to me, I called you to bring my supernatural power to this generation. So I've been doing for the last 25 years, 27 years, and this is what I've been doing, bringing the supernatural. I had an encounter with God. So that's the reason I teach the supernatural. It's a result of an encounter. So there's revelation on it. So let me give you today the need and the importance of the supernatural. Modern day Christianity simply believe that God has changed. Because Hebrews 13:8, the Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I want you to write this down. Let me give you just the introduction of the topic. No expectation for the supernatural. God has, when there's no expectation for the supernatural, God has been reduced to be a man. And nothing in the character of God has ceased to be. Amen. He is the same yesterday. He healed yesterday. He delivers today. He delivers tomorrow. Can I hear an amen from you? Amen. Modern church has fallen into a trap that the supernatural is something of the past, not needed, and rejected. So the supernatural, as a result, the supernatural demonic has increased. And you see how Hollywood is producing movies and films where they show the supernatural as fiction, as something that is not real. But my friend, I can tell you the supernatural of God is real. So they wanted to show it as they selling this idea to this generation as something not real. When we're talking about the supernatural, it's something that is not real. It's a fiction. It's a myth. So reducing God as a myth. My God and your God is not a myth. It's a reality. So it's important to understand why this modern day Christianity has get into the trap. I don't need it. It's rejected. And I choose something else. And there's three things that makes Christianity different than the other religion of the world. And I want you to write it down. There's three things that makes Christianity different. There's a distinction between Christianity and the rest of religions of the world. And number one, this is the first distinction, the cross. The cross. Jesus died on the cross. And he rose on the third day. Number two, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of the cross. Why? Because he was there when Jesus died. So he knows exactly about the cross. And number three, the supernatural. Those are the three things that makes a great distinction between real Christianity and the rest of religion. You remove those three things and you're going to have another religion. Can I hear an amen, people? So the church of Jesus Christ was born in the supernatural. The church without the supernatural is just another religion. And we don't have real solution for the people today. In other words, there's so many people coming into church. They afflicted. They sick in their body. They going through crisis. And they need something beyond them to resolve their issues. Can I hear an amen? It's more just to come to church and have a nice service, but come after service after service after service, and they going back into the same doctor, into the same psychiatry, into the same problem, because there's no solution in the church. That's why you see the increment and the increase of the demonic supernatural, because we're not seated in the church. Can I hear an amen, people? Amen. So when I'm saying those three things, the cross, the Holy Spirit, and the supernatural is what makes difference Christianity. But there's something important I want you to understand. You never see a Buddhist come to their temple looking for a miracle. You never see anybody of those religion coming into their temple expecting a miracle, expecting to see a blind see or a deaf hear. Why? Because they know their God is dead. So they come to church and there's nothing. They don't expectation. So when people come to church as a Christian, we must come with expectation. Otherwise, if we don't, we reduce God to be a man.
Amen.
I wish I can hear any better amen. So what I'm saying to you is that there are two kinds right now. So that's the introduction. The introduction is why we need the supernatural, the need of the supernatural, and what makes Christianity different to the rest of religion. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, if we don't have the cross, today the cross, the message of the cross has been replaced. And we preach a self-help message. Self-help gospel. I can do it myself. I can do it myself. Three steps how to help myself. Since when can you change yourself? We need the power of the cross. We need the power of the cross. We need to preach about Jesus. Jesus on the cross erased sin. Jesus on the cross. Jesus on the cross paid for your sickness, for your disease, for your affliction. Jesus on the cross. So what I'm saying to you is, let's preach the cross. The cross is what releases miracles, signs, and wonders. I said miracles, signs, and wonders. Can I hear an amen, people? Pastor, I feel at home here. Oh my God, I feel at home. I feel the people pulling from my mantle. I can feel the people pulling from my mantle. The anointing works this way. With the anointing works, faith works through the law of expectation. The anointing, there's three levels of the supernatural, three dimensions of the supernatural: faith, the anointing, and the glory. How faith works. Faith works through the law of expectation. The anointing works through the law of supply and demand. Meaning, where there's no demand, there's no supply. And I can see when people are hungry like you, you put demand on my mantle. So there will be supply tonight. I said there will be supply tonight. So there will be supply. Why? Because there's people pulling. There's people pulling. There's people pulling. And my God, I'm ready. I've been fasting and praying since this morning. So there's something I carry and my mantle to be released upon your life. If you're hungry, if you're ready, tonight is your night. I said, tonight is your night. Touch your neighbor and tell him, tonight is my night. Come on, tonight is my night. Oh, celebrate that shay. Touch your neighbor and tell him, tonight is my night. Oh, Jesus. My God, there's a lot of demand here. I got pulled everywhere. But let me tell you this. My introduction to the need and the importance of the supernatural. So there's two things I want you to know. There's two kinds of the supernatural, or two kinds of supernatural. Supernatural divine and supernatural demonic. The supernatural demonic is based on deception and is real. I've been there. I know I can. I cast out a lot of demons. So it's based on deception. The supernatural divine is based on truth. What are you saying? What I'm saying is, whenever you see truth being preached, you will see reality. You're not going to see fiction. You will see truth. You will see reality. Can I hear an amen? So, this is the introduction. You see a church that don't think they need the supernatural. They reject it. They don't want it. And you see what makes us different, distinctive, as the rest of the religion of the world. Now, why? And I want you to write it down. The causes. Why the church lost the supernatural? Why? And not only in America, I've seen a lot of places. And why the church? 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. If we go to the scripture, if you put it on the screen, it will be also awesome. So 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, and you will see how he will talk about. He said, little children, it is the last time. What kind of time? I want you to raise your hands and say, this is the last time. And then he said, and as ye have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Okay. Even now, there are many antichrists, whereby we know that is the last time. Okay? So I want you to see the word antichrist. The word antichrist is composed of two words. Write them down. The word anti means against. Against. But also means in replacement of. So little children, there is an antichrist. It's a spirit that is against something. But also, when that spirit cannot come against the Christ, it will try to replace it, subtly replace it. So he said, I want you to see that the Antichrist, there's the Antichrist that will come when Jesus comes back. We know that, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the spirit of the Antichrist on the earth. Can I hear an amen from you? So the Antichrist means the one that against and the one that opposes and the one that replace in replacement of. So what is he opposing against? Christ. What the word Christ means. The anointed one. So one of the reasons why we have lost the supernatural in church is because the spirit of anti-anointing. Everything that is the anointing is not natural, is supernatural. Faith is not natural, is supernatural. Everything that is supernatural, the Antichrist will oppose it and we replace it. I'm going to say it again. Anything that seems and moves supernatural, the spirit of Antichrist will come to oppose it and replace it. Can I hear a shotora? Can I hear an amen, guys? So what he says, what I'm saying is, that's one of the reasons this spirit has come to the church, and you see a lot of replacements within the church. And this is what you see. You see, reason has replaced faith. You see that charisma has replaced the anointing. I see a very charismatic preacher, but there's no anointing. And if you don't have any discernment, you think it's anointing and it's charisma. Charisma is natural. The anointing is supernatural. And how do you see the difference? The difference is what happened after he finished preaching. If it's charisma, nothing happened. But if it's the anointing, you will see people getting healed, getting delivered. People are being changed. People are being transformed. I want to hear a big amen in this side. Oh, shalabar. So what? So I came here and to tell you there's an antichrist opposing anything that is supernatural. That's one of the causes. So you see, for example, entertainment has replaced worship. Psychology and psychiatry has replaced deliverance. And I can give you a list of replacements in the church. If you don't have any discernment, the church is happy with replacements. That's number one. You see, there's an antichrist spirit. Anything that is supernatural, they don't want it. They don't want it. They don't like it. No, I don't have to wait 2 hours. I don't have to wait 1 hour. I don't have to wait. No, I don't want it, period. That's the antichrist spirit. And he can't oppose it, he will replace it. Number two, why there's no more supernatural in the church? The church is preaching a historical God, not a now God. The more historical we become, the less supernatural we become. I want to know the history. I went to Oral Roberts University. And I loved it. I like Oral Roberts University. And they taught me history. There was two, history number one and history number two. And it's good. I learned it, but it didn't do anything to me. Why? Because I want to know the God of the now. If you got a, if you're sick today and they tell you the history, you don't want to know. You want to know the God of the now. Touch your neighbor and tell them the God of the now. Number three, what is another cause of why we lost the supernatural? The supernatural, the church in general has become more letter than spirit. I keep going. Number four, the master plan of the enemy is to make the church a natural entity. This is the question. The church was never created as a natural entity. The church was birthed in the power of God. And we, as people, have given the church the identity to be a natural entity. Being natural, you can't fight the enemy. Natural, you can't do anything. You're ready to be destroyed. It's in the supernatural that you can overcome. Can I hear an amen, people? So we understand then the causes. There's an antichrist spirit, the historical gospel. You see that replacement coming into the church. There's a lot of things thinking this the anointing, and we don't want the supernatural. As a matter of fact, there's so many places that I'm gone, and they criticize me, and they attack me. It's a false prophet, because I said, it's a false apostle to cast out demons and heal the sick and raise the dead. Okay, I'm one then. Can I hear an amen, people? Amen. So we understand now. I gave you the introduction. I give you the causes why the church is what. Yeah, and when I'm saying the church, I'm saying there's always a remnant like the church. There's always a remnant that they want the power. They love Jesus. They want the anointing. They want faith. There's always a church. There's a crazy in the corner that want more of God. They're not anti-anointing. They want anointing. They're not anti-faith. They want faith. They want miracle. They're not anti-supernatural like you guys. Touch your neighbor and tell them, I want more of the supernatural. So now the question is this. I gave you the introduction to make this point. What's the definition of God? Who is God and what is God? Lift your hands and say it. Who is God and what is God? Say it. Let's see who God is. And let's see what God is. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. I want you to see something. We do not understand. We can't understand the supernatural unless we understand where the supernatural originates from. If we don't know where it originates from, we won't be able to understand it. And how can we apply it in the now situation that we have? If I'm sick in my body, I need to apply it. If I need deliverance, I need to apply it. If I need something in my body, I need to apply it. Can I hear an amen, people? So this is what it is. So God, this is what God is, who God is. He said, God is not a man. So that's what he's not. God is not a man. And somebody keep reading. They said, God is not a man that he should lie. And the Lord said to me one day, he said, read. God is not a man, period. Hey! God is not a man, period. So he's not a man. So who God is? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Who God is? I'm asking you. We can't understand. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. The word God is, listen, I am. And I am is the name of God. And there's more than 360 names that came from the original name of God. That is I am. So who God is, and the word I am, the name I am, means the self-existent one that doesn't need anything or anybody to exist. that have life in himself. So who God is? God is the self-existent one. God is the one that created everything, and he doesn't need you, he doesn't need me, he doesn't need anything to exist. So, okay, so that's who God is. He said, he's not a man. Say with me, he's not a man. So what does that mean? When it comes to our faith, this is what we say. Oh yeah, God is not a man. But the Lord said to me, most of my people believe that I'm a man. They say I'm God, but they believe I'm a man. And let me tell you, if you believe God is a man, and sometimes we do it subconsciously. If you believe God is man, all the laws that applies to you applies to God. We are bound to time. We are bound to distance. We are bound to the laws of nature. If we violate any of those laws, what is going to happen? It applied to us. But God, if we know is the great I am, none of the natural laws apply to him. If it would apply to him, he wouldn't be God. I said, if it would apply to him, he wouldn't be God. In other words, let me put it this way. We have put, listen to me, beautiful people, look at me. We have put God in our mind. We have put God limits. Because subconsciously we say, yeah, God, how is it going to happen? But it's going to take too long to do this because we're thinking he's a man. Okay, I thank you, sister, for let me go. Somebody can say amen somewhere, please. Oh, yeah, it's going to take too long. Okay, the bank said to you 30 years to pay your mortgage. That's the law. That's the law. And then you said, okay, I'm going to flow with the bank. But if you say, wait a minute, I'm going to believe my God, those laws, he can break those laws in 10 years, in 15 years. Somebody have to say amen to it. Somebody showed Torah in 10 years, 5 years. God can break it now. It paid my house in 5 years because I believe he's not a man. Somebody have to shout in the back. I can't hear you. So what are you saying? What are you saying? What I'm saying is, who is God? He is the great I am, the self-existent one. None of the natural laws applies to him. None. So only the laws, the natural laws apply to men. If it applies to me, then it applies to God. He's not God. Well, you got cancer. Oh, you sickness. Yeah. Yeah, but is that applied to God? No. Do you comprende? Okay, so who is God? Let me give you the definition. God is a supernatural being that has supernatural abilities. Is a supernatural being that has supernatural abilities. Everything that comes from it, that originates from God, it is supernatural. Faith came from God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 3. Our faith, the faith we have, came from God. The anointed we have came from God. Miracles came from God. Healing came from God. The word came from God. Faith came from God. The gifts of the Spirit came from God. Deliverance came from God. So everything he does and everything he says and everything he acts on is supernatural because he's a supernatural being with supernatural ability. God brought you tonight to demonstrate. God brought you tonight to tell you God is about to be a supernatural intervention. Something is going to happen in your spirit. Something is going to happen. God brought you here. It doesn't matter what science has said. It doesn't matter what the doctor has said. It doesn't matter. God is a super, super, super natural being. My God, Pastor, I feel at home here. Oh, Jesus. But listen. Woo. So you can't say you believe in God and not believe in the supernatural. Why? All about Jesus is supernatural. His birth was supernatural. His resurrection, supernatural. His miracles, supernatural. His word, supernatural. His faith, supernatural. Everything about Jesus. How come we deny the supernatural? When we say we deny the supernatural, we deny everything he did. Is anybody here today? So God is not a man. So what I'm trying to say, let me put it in other words. God exists in the realm of the supernatural. So we understand who God is. Is the great I am, great with supernatural abilities, able to do anything, and no natural laws apply to him. So I have to do this. I have to remove the limits out of God from my mind. Remove. In other words, the limits, you have put limits in your mind to him, thinking that is man. He can do it in 1 second. He can do it in 1 mind. He can do it even for the person. This is in another nation, because for God, there's no law. There's nothing in God. God can break it. God, he's super, supernatural. Shall say supernatural. Oh, Jesus. Now I'm preaching. Okay, who is God? Now, what is God? John chapter 4, verse 23. Now, who is God? We told you the causes why the church lost the supernatural. Now, I told you we have to define God, because otherwise we're going to understand the importance of the supernatural. And then who God is? The great I am. What God is. But the hour cometh, and now is. When? Shout it. Now. Lift your hands and say, now is. Now. There you go. When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such worship him, to worship him. Verse 24. What God is? No, you're not comprehending. Okay, what God is? Okay, lift your hand. Say, God is a
spirit.
Okay, say it again.
God is a spirit.
Okay, now he tells me what God is. He is a spirit. And the spirit dimension, the word for the spirit dimension is supernatural. The word supernatural doesn't appear in the Bible. But the word Trinity doesn't appear either. And it had 5,000 verses. That you see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. From Genesis to Revelation, every act of God is supernatural. Jesus came and demonstrated the supernatural. So Jesus left, gave the power to the church, and now we continue demonstrating the supernatural. So God is a
spirit.
Lift your hands and say, God is a spirit.
God is a spirit.
So God is a spirit. Say it again.
God is a spirit.
In other words, he is supernatural. He is not, cannot be defined outside of being supernatural. This is the question to you. Does the supernatural happen in the realm of reason or the realm of the spirit? No, because the supernatural is not a concept. It's not an idea. If you reason it, it's no longer supernatural. I'm going to say it again. Is God a concept of an idea? He's not. If he is, that means you can reason God. And the greatest obstacle for receiving your miracle is your reason. So God, it doesn't exist in the realm of the dimension of reason. He is in the spirit of the supernatural. Can I hear an amen, people? Amen. So what's the definition of the word supernatural? Supernatural. Super means above and beyond. And natural means creation, nature. I'm going to say it again. Above and beyond super. And natural means creation, nature. So the supernatural is what is above and beyond the natural. That's the simple way to say it. But let me put it this way. That's the simple way to say it. When it comes to the supernatural, this is the powerful. And I want you to listen to it. When it comes to the supernatural is the realm of the spirit or the supernatural dimension that is beyond the jurisdiction of reason. In other words, it's beyond your head and my head. It's beyond your head. It's beyond what I think about it. So tell me, Apostle, how does that work it out? So he said, God is not a man because the laws of nature don't apply to him. In other words, God is beyond because he's supernatural being with supernatural abilities. He is above. Something can be above, not beyond, but God is above and beyond. I wish I can hear a big amen on that. God is above, say above and beyond. Okay, above and beyond what? Above and beyond science. Above and beyond reason. Above and beyond the laws of nature. Above and beyond education. Above and beyond since when the doctor will have the last word. Since when? He is the one. He is above and beyond. So when you move in the supernatural, let me give you another definition of the supernatural. The supernatural is the natural accelerated. Somebody that moves in the supernatural is accelerated. Your business is accelerated. Anything, your spiritual maturity is accelerated. Why? Because you got the supernatural. Can I hear an amen, people? Amen. So sometimes, so the supernatural, the natural is the supernatural disaccelerated. That's the reason when the natural stops flowing and working in your life, everything disaccelerates. When you live in the supernatural, you live ahead of time. I say when you live in the supernatural, you live ahead of time because you don't go by the laws, the nature. You say, okay, the doctor say 3 months to recover. But if I go by the supernatural, it would be 3 days. See, you live ahead of time. God brought you here to get you ahead of time. Somebody that was stagnated, something was stagnated in your life. God brought you to accelerate. Something is accelerating. Touch your neighbor and tell him, something is accelerating in me. Hey! Can I hear an amen, people? Now, I just gave you I give you my book on how to walk in the supernatural. Let me give you the need. Why then? This is the message. The need and the importance of the supernatural. Number one, why do we need it? Why do we need the supernatural in church? Number one, to transform and to change the heart of the people. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Lift your hands and say, I want to be transformed. I can't hear you. That's the first one. 2 Timothy chapter 5. Having a form of godliness. But denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Listen, the word form of godliness. Write it down. The word form of godliness means a mere appearance that has no relation to reality. I'm going to say it again. Saints, a mere form or appearance of God and has no relation to reality. Let me present to you this way. We speak like believers. We pray like believers. But we're still taking 20 pills to sleep. We dance like believers. We shout like believers. And we're still struggling with pornography. That is a form. That is a form. Because a form, it's just a mere appearance. Vocabulary. Nice word. Even biblical words. But no relation to reality. Let me tell you, there's a devil over there outside. There's demons that we need to fight. There's sickness. There's so many struggles every day that we must be empowered to fight against. Can I hear an amen, people? There's a reality. You can't fight the enemy with a mere appearance. You can't fight cancer with a mere appearance. You can't fight the battle of the mind with a mere appearance. You need it's not by might, it's not by, but it's by with the Holy Spirit and with power. I came to tell you, we serve a supernatural God. God is about to intervene. God is about to come into your home. Somebody need to respond. Somebody have to say, yes, I don't want appearance. I don't want a form. I want God. I am hungry for God. I want more of God. Is anybody hungry for God? Is anybody wants more of God? Shout, God, I need God. Oh, shalabarashata. Why do we need the supernatural? Nothing can change the heart unless it's the presence, unless it's the power of God. Somebody have to respond. I say somebody have to respond. Somebody have to respond. Somebody have to say, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Somebody say, yeah. Why those people are coming to the altar to bring money? Because they're jumping in the river of the rhema that I'm releasing. Those people, I'm releasing the rhema. I have seen God paying houses. When the rhema comes, the Spirit take the word and people start putting money. I mean, the power of God hit and God is paying houses. Oh, yeah, Rabaka, come on. Come on, release it. Release it. The supernatural. I said the supernatural. I said the supernatural. America, America needs the supernatural. Something is happening. Release it. Something is happening. I say something is happening. The waters are moving. I said the waters are moving. I said the waters are moving. I said the waters are moving. Yere brasto. Hey, yere breste. Hey, yere basha. Come on. Come on. Go. Hey. Hey. I want to see your hands up. Say, I want the supernatural. I want the Holy Spirit. I want God. Go. Come on. Powerful song. We'll be right back.
Come on, release that praise. Release that praise. Release that praise. Release it. Lift your hands towards Jesus. Lift your hands towards Jesus. I can see the atmosphere. I can see the heavens shaking. I can see something is happening. Come on. I want to see your hands up. Jesus. Touch your neighbor and tell him, tonight is my night. Take your seat right there. Why the need of the supernatural? Number one, to transform, to change the heart of the people. Otherwise, if it's not the power of God, they're going to be touched but not changed. Number two, to supply the needs of the people. Listen, to supply the impossible needs of the people. I'm going to say it again. To supply the impossible needs of the people. Let me ask you a question. How many of you got circumstances in your own life where you say, it is impossible now? And the natural is impossible. I want to see your hands. I want to see your hands. So when you have an impossibility, what do you do? Who you go to? A God, but a God that is supernatural. So in America, we got so many replacements. And we got so easy. When you go to Africa, they have people in wheelchairs that brought it into my meetings. And they said, God was my first option. I didn't have any options. So what I'm saying is, when the impossible circumstances come, if you don't believe in the supernatural, you're in trouble. Number two. Number three. God had made promises that only can be met by a supernatural intervention. How many prophecies you have received that you know only God can met those prophecies? So it's... That's number three. That's the reason we need the supernatural. That's the importance. Number four, to overcome evil and the times that we're living in now. To overcome evil and the time that we're living in now. I was robbed in one of the countries that I was preached. And I had 60 on my team. And they put a gun in my head for 45 minutes. Only God's supernatural protection could spare my life. So these are the time that we must believe in supernatural protection. These are the time that we must believe in supernatural healing. Obamacare will do something so far, but when there's an impossibility, you need to go beyond Obamacare. Can I hear an amen, people? So there's impossibilities. There's supernatural protection, supernatural abilities, supernatural healing, supernatural. The Lord said to me, these are the times when I will bring supernatural provision to my people. Supernatural provision to my people. He said, for through unusual means. If you believe you're going to prosper in these times only through your salary, you are wrong. You need to start believing that God will do a supernatural intervention, that God will bring money from places that you can never imagine. God will give you that contract that you never thought, because he will do it supernaturally. Can I hear an amen, people? Yes. We'll do it supernaturally. We have to believe it today. Lift your hands and say, supernatural. Supernatural. Number five, four, I don't know where I'm at. To make us credible witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why do we need the supernatural? To make a credible witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And let me write this down. The presentation of the gospel has to be with miracles, signs, and wonders. Otherwise, it's not credible. Number 5, 7, 6. To prove that Jesus is alive now. To prove that Jesus is alive now. And lastly, to subjugate and confront the enemy. These are the reasons why we need the supernatural today. And let me give you a testimony. I just came back from Guatemala. We have a stadium full of people. We got 2,500 leaders. And then we closed the meeting in the stadium. And there was a lady that brought his son. And he was missing legs and arms. And I was ministering to television. And the Lord gave me a word of knowledge. And they said, there's a woman that you have a boy that is not formed completely. And is missing bones, arms, and legs. And she got the word. There's always a crazy person in the meeting, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people over there, pastors say, oh yeah, that supernatural sounds good, but let me check that theologically. How that work? You lost the miracle. And somebody said, yeah, I got it. Let me get it. That's for me. Yeah, I don't care. I don't have to be reasoning. I got it. So this woman got the miracle. Went back to the doctor. And the doctor said, woman, what happened here? And they saw God created arms and legs. I was going to bring you the testimony, but I was in a hurry, so I'm sorry we couldn't prepare it. So only a supernatural God can do this. Can I hear an amen, people? I have seen the most incredible miracles, physical miracles, and financial miracles. We are debt-free ministry. And I know you are too, so we own a property for about $70 million, and we don't owe anything. And I believe I have authority to teach and how to raise, build buildings and churches debt-free, because there's an anointing, a debt-free anointing in my life. So everything I have in my personal life is debt-free. And why are you saying that? Because that's a miracle right there. That's a miracle of provision. So why are you saying what you're saying? Because I wanted to tell you, I didn't come here to tell you how great I am. I just wanted to tell you, if God did it for me, he can do it for you. Everyone has the potential to move in the supernatural. Everyone has the potential to move in the supernatural. I can tell you things that when you see, I have seen, like I said, I have seen limbs grow, fingers grow, where there was none, teeth, hair. I mean, I can tell you the most powerful miracles. That this man, I was ministering in Argentina, and this man, 21 years old, and he was the age, the stature, the height of a 9 years old. And there's one person in 1 million with this kind of disease. And to the point that this sickness go and cripples the person until it kill him. And that there was a little thing like this, and he was 21 years old. And when they brought him into the stage, the Lord said to me, pray over him. I didn't have any idea what was wrong. So I just said, and the Lord said, declare over him to grow. And to my mind, it was like reason wanted to step in the way. But this is what I have learned. The most you reason your miracle, the fastest you lose it. So I said, Jesus,
I declare, tell me. He said, tell him to grow. So I declare, I say, you will grow. The next 24 hours you will grow. And I just declare. And he was in that time like 4, maybe less, 4-1 or something. He was little like this. And then at the end, he went to 5-8, 3 days later. It was a national case in Argentina. It was healed of that sickness. He had to sell all his clothes. And it was a powerful miracle. What I'm telling you is what I do, all my children do. What I do, all my children in ministry do. I have seen the dead raised 3 times in my ministry. But I got children that have seen the raised 8-20 times. Because what I do, they do. Because in America, we have what I call celebrity mentality. What is a celebrity mentality? 25 bodyguards. Nobody can touch me because I'm on the anointed one. And what I carry is only me. You don't know what you're doing. In the kingdom, there's no celebrity. These signs shall follow those that believe. Do you believe? Do you believe God can heal you now? Do you believe God can use you now? Do you believe the power of God can come upon you now? Do you believe Jesus is alive? Do you believe God is supernatural? Do you believe the cross? Do you believe Jesus died and overcame Satan? Do you believe he is here now? Shout yeah! Shout yeah! Oh, Jesus. I can tell you stories after stories of my children. I feel the presence of God. Take your seat for a moment. Lift your hands for a moment. Take your seat and lift your hands. And saints and family, you're my family, so I can call you family. Family, I want you to look at me for a moment. Look at me for a moment. How do you enter in the supernatural? How do you enter? I need to give you the how. Every time you see an apostle, a genuine apostle, always has the keys to tell you how. I didn't come here to improve. I didn't come here. I came to build you up. I came to do a deposit. I came to build the vision along your pastor. I didn't come here with my own agenda. I didn't come here to look for a pulpit to preach. I came because I feel connected with your pastor. And I came to build alongside. I didn't come here to sell my books. I came here because he's a man that loves God. And he's hoping for more. He wants God. He loves you. That's what I'm here. Can I hear an amen, people? That's what I'm here. So every time you see a genuine apostle, you will see the how, the always have the key how to do something. So I'm going to tell you how to enter in the supernatural. How many of you would you like to know how to enter in the supernatural? 1, 2, 3. The rest of the people made it, they don't want it. I want to see your hands again. They want you to know how to enter in the supernatural. Okay, write it down. Let's worship. Number one. Write it down, please. Listen, how do you enter in the supernatural? Number one, through the impossible circumstances of life. In other words, if you have any impossibility in your marriage,
your home, your physical body, you're a candidate to enter in the supernatural. You